Welcome to Ben Ish Chai Daily for Yoyim Sheni LeParshas Vayeshev for Monday towards Parshas Vayeshev. The Ben Ish Chai Nisifer Oyed Yosef Chai says a tremendous, tremendously beautiful practical idea. The brothers, after they had sold Yosef down to Mitzrayim, they took a chaya, they took the blood, they slaughtered it. Rather, they took the blood of an animal and they made it seem like Yosef had been killed by a chaya ro, and they say to Yaakov Avinu, "Va'omarnu chaya ro achalosu." We say that a wild, terrible, bad animal ate him. So ask the Ben Ish Chai an obvious question: why did they have to say it was a chaya ro achalosu? Why did they say it was a wild, bad animal? Why couldn't they just say chaya achalosu? He was eaten by, or he was attacked by a chaya. Wouldn't that be enough? So says the Ben Ish Chai like this, very practical. They pshat oriented, that the brothers wanted their father to abandon any hope that he would ever find Yosef again. They wanted to make sure that he doesn't ever look for him, he doesn't ever search out for him. If they would have said a chaya ate him, Yaakov would have said that's impossible. How could a chaya have eaten my wonderful son? He was going on a mission for me, and shluchei mitzvah in an ezekin, and shluchei mitzvah, those who are going towards a mitzvah, they cannot be harmed. Therefore, the brothers say back to Yaakov Avinu, it wasn't a chaya that ate him, it was a chaya ro achalosu, meaning the famous chaya ro of the Midbar. There is this Midbar. The Midbar where this bar was, there was a chaya ro. And in this chaya ro that was there, a terrible, horrible, well-known, dangerous animal, that was the one that attacked him. And the halacha is, of course, in the Gemara Maseches Kedushin, says in Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, that when we can be sure that kviya hezeka, when the danger is a set danger, it is fixed in that place, so then we cannot rely on the idea of shluchei mitzvah in a nezeikim. Therefore, the brothers had to emphasize that it was a chayra achalosu. It was not simply a chaya that attacked him, but a chayra in order to make sure that Yaakov gave up hope of ever finding Yosef again. Everyone should have bracha v'hatzlocha.